On today's show, hate him or love him, I'm sure it's mostly hate, there are some reasons why, but the Clippers are getting it together. Donovan Mitchell's impressive season is only getting better. Here comes the MVP chatter, and we had two Dunk of the Year candidates on the same night. It was an entertaining one in the NBA. Let's get to all seven games for you. I got some complaining to do. I'm Tass Mellis, and here's what you need to know in the NBA for Friday, April 9th. Hey, what's up, everybody? I said it on yesterday's show. I'm getting a little prematurely excited for the playoffs, and it happened again. Utah, Phoenix the night before. Then we got Phoenix Clippers, 2 seed versus the 3 seed in the West. It felt like a playoff game. The Clippers ended up taking advantage of the Suns on a traveling back-to-back, beating them late. But it was a 2-point game going into the fourth. Paul George was phenomenal the whole night. 7 of 10 from 3, 33 points. Kawhi had 27 and got hot in the second half. And the Clippers got some playoff Rondo. Rajon Rondo had 15 points overall. He was a plus 15 in the fourth quarter alone. You ready to hate this team, world? Because they are going to be in the playoffs and they are going to be making some waves. Their fourth quarter lineup, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Marcus Morris, Nikola Batum, and Rajon Rondo. It was a spirited playoff battle. Patrick Beverley was ejected from this game for hitting Chris Paul in the open court. I'm not going to show it to you here if you're watching on YouTube. This ain't the 90s. This ain't Shattered, the new podcast about the Knicks from The Athletic. No parental discretion advised. We're not showing that to you. It occurred to me while watching this game, the Clippers point guards are Patrick Beverley and Rajon Rondo. Probably the most hated point guard duo in history. You throw Chris Paul into this game, how could it not feel like a playoff matchup? The Clippers' Marcus Morris was ejected late. His brother, Markieff Morris, was ejected for the Lakers on Thursday, too. Twins ejected on the same night. And we had a runner-up Dunk of the Year candidate from Kawhi Leonard. Look, nothing is going to beat the Wolves' Anthony Edwards dunk on Utah Watanabe, but Kawhi Leonard with a monstrous jam. Don't see Kawhi do that very often. He was hit by DeAndre Ayton, still able to throw it down. Beautiful from Kawhi Leonard. The Suns still have to feel pretty good if these two teams meet in the playoffs despite the loss. They hit their first 27 of 40 shots before cooling off in the fourth. Clippers, on the other side, they got to feel good too. They have won 13 straight over the Suns at Staples Center. Clippers now hold a tiebreak. If they do tie going into the playoffs, 2 games separate them right now. In a 1-6 battle, see, the playoffs just continue. Utah ended up blowing out the Blazers. Donovan Mitchell, a great start to this game, doing everything for his team. He ended up with 37 points. They were struggling early, but Donovan Mitchell was making it happen. 40 points and 37 points on back-to-back nights for Mitchell. Yes, people starting the Mitchell for MVP conversation. I say, sure, why not? Bring him to the table, pull up a chair. But there are other players that are just doing too much for Donovan Mitchell to actually win this thing. It's a tough crowd, tough field right now, but that's how good the NBA is. It's going to Jokic, it's going to Embiid. LeBron will throw his hat into the ring eventually when he gets back. We'll talk about that. There's too many guys, and I can't even mention them all. But Donovan Mitchell in this game, his quarter-by-quarter production, he looked like an MVP. Yeah, 11, 9, then 13 for the first 3 quarters. He didn't need as much in the fourth. It was a flashback to the playoffs last year, if you remember. In the bubble, Donovan Mitchell averaged 36 points. Yeah, they only had 1 series versus the Nuggets in that 7-gamer, him and Jamal Murray going at it, but my goodness, let's get these playoffs started. The Blazers struggled to score on the other side. It was good to see Yusuf Nurkic out there after he sat a game with knee inflammation because, you know, when you talk injuries, you talk Portland Trailblazers, you gotta worry. Moving on to some other action on Thursday night. And this one had me a little agitated. Bulls, Raptors. The Bulls, they are a more enjoyable watch since their trade for Nikola Vucevic, right? They're making a more concerted effort to move the ball. Zach LaVine believes in his teammates more, just from my perspective on my couch. He had 13 assists in this one. Zach LaVine, that's the most assists he's had since his rookie year 6 years ago when he was being played as a point guard. The Raptors suited up only 8 players. Why? Well, a couple of their guys were suspended earlier in the day for leaving the bench during an altercation earlier in the week. We'll get to it on the drop, the full No Dunks episode in Worst of the Week. a ridiculous decision by the league. The season from hell continues for Toronto. They just need bodies. Only 8 guys. They signed a man by the name of Freddie Gillespie to a 10-day contract. No, not classy Freddie Blassie, but Freddie Gillespie. Yeah, it's show and tell if you're on YouTube here. Classy Freddie Gillespie? How about that? How about that? Is that a good nickname? I don't know. Probably not. He couldn't even play, though. Chris Boucher had 38 and 19 for the Raps. Pascal Siakam had 27. How about that? Why didn't they win? Well, the Bulls got far better production because they had far more players, far more of their roster. Bulls win. Lakers, Heat. The Heat took care of the Lakers on TNT. No Anthony Davis, no LeBron James for the Lakers. They probably just didn't want to play on the Heat's offensive court. This vice versa court bothers me more than any other court since I've started watching basketball. The pink and blue with the shimmer, it's absolutely unwatchable. And I'm an easygoing guy when it comes to courts, but no, it's unwatchable. You can't do that. I hate watching games with that court. Anyways, LeBron, nearing the 3-week mark of his absence because of a high ankle sprain, no timeline for his return. Anthony Davis could return from his calf Achilles tendinosis injury when their road trip ends in 3 games. So some positivity there. The Lakers remain 5th in the standings, 3 games from dropping into 7th into the play-in tournament. They are hanging on. One negative for the Heat, Victor Oladipo sustained a leg injury, grabbed his knee when he went up for a jam. He's been hampered by injury recovery the last couple years. Had to leave the game. No one touched him. He also had a real big dunk in this game, looking spry. Hopefully, Victor Oladipo gets back, and that was just a little tweak. Milwaukee, Dallas, Luka Doncic, obviously the best player for the Dallas Mavericks, an MVP candidate, some would say. But the key to unlocking how far Luka can take this team is their big, Kristaps Porzingis. And he is healthy. Porzingis played on consecutive nights for the first time in months. He's playing more physical, 26 points and 17 rebounds. 17 rebounds for Kristaps Porzingis. And the Mavs have found their ideal lineup to surround both Luka and Porzingis with defenders who can also score. Their starting lineup of Luka, Josh Richardson. I'm a Jason Richardson fan. Luka, Josh Richardson, Dorian Finney-Smith, Maxi Kleba, and Porzingis is 15-4 this season. Jalen Brunson and Tim Hardaway are their super duo off the bench. Did I say the playoffs were going to be great or what? Porzingis shone in the fourth, scoring 8 straight, 11 overall in the quarter, and he even had a dime to the corner for a big 3 with 2 minutes left. His only dime, but whatever. No Giannis for the Bucks in this one. Wonky right knee bothering him. He's missed 5 of the last 10 games for the Milwaukee Bucks. Detroit beat Sacramento. Corey Joseph, 24 against his old team. He just got traded from Sacramento to Detroit. He had 24. He led all scores. And we also had a second-best dunk of the year candidate in this one, Mo Harkless. He plays for the Sacramento Kings and had a monstrous jam. It was a crazy one because he jumped off his off foot, then took some body contact and just threw it down. Either way, Anthony Edwards is still got the dunk of the year. That's the one. Cleveland OKC, last game here to wrap it up. The Cavs blew out the Thunder by 27. Colin Sexton had 27 for Cleveland. This season's plan is finally coming through for the Thunder. And by plan, I mean losing. To start the season, the Thunder were the only team of the 30 that was not trying to win this year. I know it's hard to try and wrap your head around that. It is for me. The Minnesota Timberwolves have had such a bad year. Were they trying to lose? They're trying to win. Houston Rockets were trying to win, playing John Wall, Victor Oladipo. Well, they got Victor Oladipo after. They had James Harden. It was just a wild ride to start the season. Detroit Pistons were signing every old guy. OKC was trying to lose. They've lost 5 in a row. But they were too good when Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was playing. So now they only have the 7th worst record in the NBA. So they sat Shea. They sat Al Horford. They're just working on the growth of their players for the last third of the season. Teo Maledon, Alexei Pokuševski, Moses Brown. I'm not sure how much we'll be talking about OKC on what you need to know over the last 5 weeks, which is probably a positive for them. That's it for me. Make sure you check out the full drop episode here on Friday. I'll be back on Monday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Thanks, everybody.